This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. The Georgia Water Coalition released its annual report concerning the state's waterways. For the Dirty Dozen 2018 list, instead of the usual inventory of specific waterways, the consortium named dirty politics as a concern. Joe Cook is the advocacy and communications coordinator with the Catoosa River Basin Initiative.
Dirty politics leads to dirty water. If our state leadership fails to fund environmental protection programs, you see a lessening of water quality.
Cook says the list is a call to action for new legislators to protect the state's water. The main concern is providing enough funding for the Georgia Environmental Protection Division, something he says Georgia residents are already paying for.
You know, when we purchase tires, we pay a fee, and we go and dump a load of trash at our landfill. We pay a certain fee. Those fees go to the state, and they're supposed to be used for clean community programs, cleaning up illegal dumps, cleaning up hazardous waste sites, doing litter education, waste reduction programs at the local level.
But Cook says not all of that money goes where it's intended.
We paid in about $21 million in those fees last year, but our legislatures just appropriated only $6.8 million of that $21 million for its intended purposes.
The coalition consists of 256 partners around the state. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.